Again, I think there's several aspects to this. I think for some reason, there's a lot of stigma when it comes to a colonoscopy, and especially when it comes to collecting stool and a prep. And I think that's what, there's sort of some component of embarrassment. And I think that's why it's really important, again, to kind of sit down with our patients, make them understand the process. So if you look at the, a colonoscopy, I think there's two aspects of it. I think one is the apprehension surrounding the prep, and then the other is the apprehension surrounding the procedure itself. So as far as the prep goes, this is done in the sort of comfort and privacy of one's own home. There's different options for preps as well. So for instance, if someone can't really tolerate the large volume prep, there's smaller volume preps that are available that are both safe as well as effective in cleaning out the colon. And then for the colonoscopy, patients usually get either moderate sedation or anesthesia, depending again on their preference and other factors that are taken into consideration. So they're asleep during the procedure. And I would say for the most part, my patients, when they wake up after a colonoscopy, the response I typically get is this all there was to it? So I think there's such a lack of awareness and again, stigma surrounding this. And again, I think talking about it, raising awareness, again, in these sort of different forums, as well as one-on-one with our patients, is what's going to sort of address some of that sort of embarrassment. And again, when it comes to collecting the stool sample for the FIT test, as well as the multi-target stool DNA test, these are very easy kits that are sent home and with good, clear explanations. You know, it's very, for lack of a better, sterile procedures that people can easily do. So again, I think it's sort of addressing that embarrassment and getting rid of some of that stigma.